5th, 1983. This is a Saturday morning. I'm sitting in Mrs. Pearl Lane's apartment here in Green River, and we're going to start our oral interview. Right? Pearl? Mrs. Lane?
Pearl.
Okay, Pearl. Would you like to tell me a little bit about your dad to start with?
Yes. As I remember my father, he was 59 when I was born, but I can only remember him with curly white hair. And he was a very stern man. We knew when he said something, we'd better mind. But he had a very historical life as a young man. Came with his folks to Piedmont, Wyoming. Settled and built the first house in Evanston, and when he was 8 years old, he was captured by the Indians. He was kept 2 years and raised as an Indian for 2 years, and he got on his pony one day and he found a stream that looked familiar, and he followed it, and it took him right up in front of his father's cabin.
Had the father and mother, his father and mother, thought he was dead? Or had they thought he might...
They thought he was captured, but they were not sure.
What kind of Indians?
Utes.
Oh, Utes.
And when he went up in front of his cabin, rode up, his mother was scared for an Indian to drive up, and it took a little time for him to explain that he belonged there.
Yeah, that was amazing for a boy that young.
Yes.
You know, I mean, if I think of a six-year-old now,
yes,
they're so spacey, they don't know what's going on, you know. They even find their way, but did his mom say he appeared as an Indian?
Yes, he was dressed as an Indian and tanned and looked almost like an Indian.
Could he recall anything that happened in those 2 years?
Yes, he said they were very kind to him, very good, but taught him a lot of Indian ways and taught him to talk.
Why did they take him? Why did they capture him?
They liked him.
Oh.
For some reason.
Yeah. Maybe he could help out, too.
Uh-huh.
You know. Well, gee, that was something that he came back, like we said, to his house.
Yes.
To his own house. And then just started up all over again, got back in with the brothers and sisters. And then your dad was also a Pony Express rider.
Yes, at 18 he joined the Pony Express. And he rode everywhere from Fort Laramie to Salt Lake City. And he rode one of the first rides and one of the last rides on the Pony Express.
Now, the Pony Express was just a short time.
For 18 months, yes.
And you had to be a certain age and a certain weight.
Had to be 18 and very slight weight. I don't remember exactly, but very slight weight, just a little over 100 pounds.
So your dad went from the beginning of it to the end of it.
Yes.
And your dad was John B. Wade.
Yes.
Yeah. So then from there, he came to Green River?
No, he after Pony Express, he had run the freight wagons. Wells Fargo freight wagons. And then after that, he rolled around, went to Montana and back down, and then he helped work putting the Union Pacific Railroads through the
year. Uh-huh.
And
in here someplace we were talking, it says something about he was something to do with he brought in a band of army that were going after all the troops here. He was a guide of General Connor's troops to the bloody battle with the Indians on Bear River.
Yes. Bear River is out of Evanston.
Uh-huh. Was he hired by the Army to be?
Yes.
Was that through Fort Bridger? Through Fort Bridger. You know, he came out of Fort Bridger, and that's where the troops and everything came from.
Yes.
And then do you know anything about this bloody battle that they had with the Indians?
I don't know too much about that. Only what it says in
this little written up thing. It says, after a life of such excitement, the quiet life of peaceful ranching must be both restful and enjoyable. Well, he really, then from then he married your mom. after all that, the Wells Fargo and all that. Then did he work for the railroad?
No, he took up a cattle ranch there between Henry's Fork. It's about halfway between Manila and Bird Fork.
Oh,
south of here. And there he, where we were all born, all of the children were born.
Uh-huh.
And he had a big cattle ranch. And when the sheep men came in, he sold his cattle ranch and moved into the Bridger Valley country around Mount Murray.
Oh.
And I was 6 years old.
Where was it?
It was located on the south side. In fact, when we came to Green River, most everything was on the south side of the tracks.
You mean between the river, there's the river and
yes.
Then the tracks?
Yes.
And then it's up here now where the Tomahawk Hotel is.
There was nothing up there. There was a butcher shop. Grocery store called the Morris Mercantile.
Huh.
And there was the old Green River Hotel, which was a railroad avenue.
Uh-huh.
And just a few, I think there was a drugstore. And that's about all that was on the north side.
Huh.
Everything was on the south side.
You mean, when you say the south side, you mean the south side of the river?
Of the tracks. Of the railroad.
Now, let me see if I can get this straight. Tracks go right down here. You mean where the railroad station is?
Yes.
Okay, from here to the river, that's where the hotel. Of course, there wasn't that many tracks as there now. There's so many tracks in there.
It was right to near the railroad tracks.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't be near the river.
Near the tracks.
The railroad tracks.
Why, that was quite an enterprise for your mom to take that on,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was a big hotel.
Yeah.
And
what, your dad stayed in Uri?
Yes, he had a flour mill. Bought a flour mill ever out at Melbourne, which is west of Mountain View. And he stayed with that. And my mother brought the three youngest girls.
Was there already a hotel here and she just wanted to run one also?
Uh-huh. There were three hotels. I remember at that time.
And there was a real need because of the railroad just coming through, was that it? Oh, and how did that enterprise go?
We got along fine there for a few years.
Reminds me
of
Little House on the Prairie.
And then she bought a small home here, and then she went to work in the pantry of the Union Pacific Eating House.
Oh.
And she worked there the rest of her years.
Uh-huh.
She was able to work. She retired from there.
Oh, that was nice.
And I went to school. The only school there was what is now the Masonic
building. Oh, right up here on Flame and Gorge. Oh, right next to the senior citizens.
Yes.
Yes. Oh.
And that's where I went through school.
Oh.
It was in that building. All the grades were in that one. It was
one
just the one school.
And how many kids, like, would you say was in the whole school?
Oh, I would say less than 100.
Yeah.
And, I can remember when there were only two or three would graduate.
At a time, yeah.
At a time.
Yeah, really. Well, I think that's fascinating. I'd love to talk more about your mom and dad, but now we got to get on to you. Okay. When were you born and where?
I was born November 29th, 1900.
And where?
At our ranch. Bird Fork was our post office.
Was a midwife in attendance?
Yes. Not really midwives, they were just neighbor ladies who
yeah.
knew how to
help.
Yeah. Yes.
We just had a film here at school a while ago. In fact, it's been on HBO. It's Letters of a Homesteader Wife, you know. And she delivered her baby herself because of...
My mother delivered two of her children
herself.
I was fortunate to have
a midwife, a little help. Well, and some of your sisters at that time must have been older, too.
Yeah.
You know, if you...
My older sister, Grace, was the only help my mother had when my brother Ernest was older. And she was about 12 years old.
Oh, you really learned quick back in those days, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, why did you or your family come to Rock Springs? Okay, we already said that when we talked about it. If they came from Rock. What was your first impressions or first memories of the town? That would be Green River.
Well, after living on a ranch, we thought it was great.
Really uptown, huh?
There was nothing much here to speak of.
No, like I bet there wasn't. Well, with the railroad coming through,
yes.
Though, and the three hotels, I bet there was a lot of hustle and bustle.
Oh, yes.
Did you live in the hotel when your mom was running it? Did you also live there?
Yes.
I bet you girls had to do a lot of work, didn't you?
Well, I was the young one. I got it on fine. Not my sisters had to do a lot. Because this hotel, they had boarders, too. They fed them, you know.
Yeah, so she had to do the cooking.
I can just remember my sisters older than I making cakes.
Yeah.
But I was small and I was the baby, so...
Yeah. How lucky. Okay. What did you use for transportation?
The railroad was the only means of transportation.
Did you have horses and buggies?
Horses, yes.
Uh-huh. Was there boardwalks?
Yes, there were some boardwalks on the south side.
How was the town laid out? Yes, how many got to? And how, do you know how any of the streets got named? Like, say, Flaming Gorge or?
No, there was a developed name in recent years.
What was that called years ago?
Railroad Avenue.
Oh, that
no,
was
Railroad Avenue was this one. It was Second North.
Oh, it's similar to how they are now, the
yes.
Second Northeast and all that.
Flaming Gorge was not named.
Oh, and then that one from there. Okay. Was there indoor plumbing, and what did you use for toilet paper? You don't have to answer that if you don't.
There was not indoor plumbing.
No. Was there indoor plumbing on the ranch where you were born?
No.
Was there indoor plumbing when you lived in Uri?
No.
Was there indoor plumbing at the hotel?
No.
When did you first have indoor plumbing?
The first year I had indoor plumbing was... There was indoor plumbing in Green River, but we didn't have it until the year my Lillian was born, and that was in 1920.
You mean your own daughter?
Yes.
Where did you get your water supply?
Water was piped into the house.
Oh, you didn't have to pump it?
No.
How did you bathe?
In a tub.
Oh, and that was the same way you could turn it on and
not a bathtub. No, we didn't have bathtub till we got the indoor plumbing.
Oh, you know, so you got the toilet.
We just had a wash tub.
Oh, and you just like put it in the middle of the room.
We had water in the house, but we didn't have hot water.
Oh, you had a boiler.
We had the old-fashioned stoves with the reservoirs.
I bet you all 10 kids didn't get a bath in the same day, did they?
Oh, I should say.
Oh, your poor mother, God love her. How'd she ever do it?
I don't know. Gee. My mother carried her water from the creek.
You mean when you lived out at the ranch?
On the ranch.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. How many, let's just go back about your mom a minute. When you had, she had the 10 kids, how many were boys and girls? You know, how?
5 boys and 5 girls.
5. Okay. Where did you live in town and what was life like in your neighborhood? Of course, you lived right downtown, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. What was it like as far as... I think this is kind of an interesting question. We're getting back to the neighborhood now. Where did people of means live, and where did other folks, such as Chinese, have their homes?
There were no Chinese in Green River at that time. But there were some nice homes on the north side of town, which was just building up.
There would be?
Toward Castle Rock on
the side.
Okay. On the north side.
Uh-huh.
And all the poor people lived on the south side.
Was there distinct ethnic neighborhoods? You know, like did the Slavics live here and say Jewish live here or Polish or wasn't there no distinction?
We didn't have too many of those nationalities. It was mostly Mexicans in Green River.
Uh-huh.
Besides when.
Yeah.
Rock Springs was very much different.
Yeah,
they had,
I realize that now, yeah.
Yes, they had, what did they, 49 nationalities.
Yeah, there's a lot of Slavic people.
Yes.
What language was spoken in your home and neighborhood, as far as you know?
English.
It was all English. Where did people shop for groceries and other supplies?
We had the one grocery store in Green River at that time. Well, there was another little grocery store on the south side run by the Barrett brothers. And then there was the Morris Mercantile on the north side. One butcher shop.
Huh.
And,
Is that where generally, like your mom, when she had the hotel and had to cook all the food, they did all their shopping?
Yes.
She had to give your mom a lot of credit. Did the town have many bars, brothels, and burlesque shows?
No.
They didn't have?
We had one little picture show, and I remember that I made friends with a little girl. Her mother run the other hotel. We told our mothers that the show was 10 cents and it was only a nickel. So we had a nickel to spend for candy each time we went.
Good going.
But I got caught up and got a paddling for telling stories.
Was there much violence in town and did shootouts ever occur?
The one I do remember was when I was about 16 years old. And that's the only one I remember. That there was a colored man came to the railroad station and insulted one of the waitresses, and one of the railroad men took it up and put him out there, and he went and got a gun and come back and shot
the black man came back
yes,
and
shot the man, and the authorities come got him and put him in jail, and I watched them. They railroad men congregated and lynched him and hung him to a telephone pole in front of the depot.
Oh.
And he hung there for 4 hours and they cut him down before the passenger train came to town.
Oh.
And I saw all that.
When you were 16 years old?
Yes.
What did you think of that?
At 16, we didn't think too much of it. We thought he got what he deserved.
Deserved, yeah. But he really only just said something to somebody. Of course, he did come back with a gun.
Oh, yeah, he came back and shot the man.
Was he dead?
No.
No.
But they leached him.
Huh.
Those.
Did you know of any local outlaws? What is this, Hole in the One, Butch Cassidy?
Oh, yes.
Now, did they?
We heard a lot about them.
Yeah.
I never did see them.
You never had any.
But when we lived on the ranch and I was very small, I can remember that men would ride up to our place, and my father would say, well, they're up to no good.
Yeah.
They're cattle thieves or something, you know.
Yeah, that was kind of,
it
you
was
know,
a good time.
Yeah. Okay, what churches and denomination had followers in town?
We have the Episcopal Church, which I am a member of. At that time, there was no Mormon church here. It was after the railroad strike in 1922. Most of the Mormons came from Utah here.
Was the Catholic church here?
Yes, there was also a Catholic.
That's that little one that they just now, where the, what's there now, is the city hall? No,
yes.
The, all
yes.
That they took out. When we came here, the Catholic, that little one was still, was that the original one though?
As far as I know.
Yeah. Was there, is it true that many denominations in the early years shared the same building and ministers and priests?
All.
Or did each church have their own?
We all had our own ministers.
Were there many floods, dust storms, or other natural disasters?
I don't remember dust storms, but we had some terrible snowstorms and would be snowed in. Our drifts would be, oh, I've seen drifts 8 to 10 feet high here in Green River.
Oh, wow. What did you do when it got that bad? You just stayed in?
Just stayed in.
Yeah.
And people who had to get out shoveled their way out.
Did the train always get through?
No. There was a time back, I can't remember what year, that the trains were all snowed in between here and Rollins. Didn't run
for days.
We had to feed the people who were stranded here on the passenger train.
How about that? It was a nice change sometimes, you know, for a lively diversion. No, when that did happen, especially through a snowstorm,
uh-huh.
You know. Where
and,
was your?
And I have seen the river flood the houses on the south side. People who built little houses near the river, and they'd be flooded out in the river. They have since made the banks higher.
Yeah, well, it was pretty high this past summer.
Yeah.
Was that as high as it would get then, or wasn't it that high this summer?
I don't think it was any higher this summer than we had seen it before.
Yeah, at the other times.
And at that time, we had just one little bridge across the river. You could only, if you were going one way, a car couldn't come the other way. There was not room to pass.
Just one way?
Yes.
Is it right where the bridge is now?
No, it's about, I'd say 200 or 300 yards west of the bridge.
Oh, where it is now. Did any epidemics hit the town?
The only one I can remember was the flu after World War I. And I was married and had my first baby. She was born in July, and the flu was in the fall when the armistice was signed.
Uh huh.
And I lost 2 brothers
to the flu.
They died. One died before midnight, and one right after midnight.
And how old were they?
Both married.
And what was the flu? What was it, just a flu?
It was a terrible flu epidemic. Just terrible.
Oh. How many people died overall? Do you remember that?
Oh, I don't know how many we lost. I remember. I couldn't give you the rate, but oh, we lost a lot of families. Oh, and you couldn't get a doctor.
Hmm.
We had 2 doctors in the town, and they just couldn't begin to go to the people.
How did they take care of them when they had it?
I had it, and I nursed my sister-in-law, who passed away with it when the armistice was being signed and the whistles were blowing.
Oh.
That's when she passed away. And I went on home then, and I kept out with it. And I had this baby, 5 months old. I had a sister who lived here. My mother was called to my brothers who passed away. And my sister and my husband laid off work, and they took care of me and the baby. And he called the doctor, and the doctor told him all he could do was to give me every 2 or 3 hours a shot of straight whiskey.
Huh.
And then my sister made poultices out of onions.
Your chest?
For my chest. And they brought me through the fire.
What was it, like some kind of pneumonia? Do you think it was something like that? Because
yes.
Gee, so you lost 2 brothers and a sister-in-law in that?
And 2 sister-in-laws.
Was that the 2 brothers' wives?
No.
2 other brothers' wives plus
my husband's.
Oh, okay. On that
side.
My husband's side.
I lost 2 brothers, and then I lost 2 sister-in-laws. Bonus.
And then what did it time? Just did the whole flu just pass then?
Yes, after several weeks.
How did they have, like, the burial? Was there just mass burials?
Well, no, they die several days apart, you know.
Oh, that must have been awful.
But it was a terrible, terrible time.
Did your girl ever get it, your 5-month-old?
I didn't.
Were you nursing the baby?
Yes.
Did you continue?
No, not through that time.
After you got over, did you keep nursing?
I kept nursing. My sister pumped the milk so that I would.
Well, you really had to depend on help you out.
You had no other help.
Yeah. Did your husband get it too? Where and to whom did one go for medical help?
Well, we had two nice doctors here. It was a man and his wife, Dr. Hahn, Dr. Charlotte, his wife.
Oh, she was a doctor too?
She was a doctor too, and she delivered my three children.
She came to your house and delivered them?
Never went to the hospital.
Do you remember like the black lung, you know, that kind of health problem?
That was in Mark Springs. I've heard of it, but I didn't know too much
about it. What about like tooth problems? Did you have a dentist, or did they take care of that too?
Yes, we had a dentist here, but people at that time couldn't afford it.
Yeah, probably if they just had a toothache or something, they went. Did you have information like for your child care, or did the doctors just when you had, or did you just know that?
No. I was 8 months pregnant with my first baby before I went to the doctor.
You just didn't go every month like they go now, huh?
No, you took care of yourself.
And then when you were 8 months, did you just
made my appointment for delivery.
For when it was going to be your birth. Okay, was there a Union Hall or a cooperative store? Were there holidays that the whole town celebrated?
Yes. 4th of July. Of course, we always raise cane on Halloween.
Yeah.
And much like it is now.
When we had the Flaming Gorge days and they had the parade and everything, and they go over to the island, did they have something like that back then?
No, only on the 4th of July.
That was a big difference. Did everybody have off from work that day? Was it a national holiday? Was there any special event when you got down to the advent of the 8-hour day, when you only were going to work for 8 hours a day?
Yes,
not your mother.
They celebrated that.
Did they?
Uh-huh.
Was that a big...
I can remember when the 8-hour law went.
Yeah. But not for the women, of course.
Oh, no.
Okay. What were funerals like, and where were people buried?
Our cemetery used to be where the new library is now.
Oh, that's right. I did read that, yeah.
And then when it really got too small, and they moved all the graves up on the hill where the cemetery
is. Is that where your mom and dad are buried?
No, my father and mother are buried in Fort Ridley.
Oh, is that where your sister's?
My one sister's buried there, and three brothers.
The rest of them are
scattered.
What were funerals like?
Well, just usually put in a wagon, the coffin was, and
there was no service or anything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Usually a priest or someone would read from the Bible.
Uh-huh.
On the ranch, that was like that, and here we had ministers.
Uh-huh. But there was no 3-day event.
Oh.
You know, I even noticed the difference here. I'm not supposed to be talking, but I'll tell you. You know, back east, it's a real social occasion, a funeral. It's very social. And I noticed the difference coming out here. You get a hairdress, get a new dress to go to a funeral. And out here, it's all different.
I went to a funeral in Chicago. My husband's brother-in-law. And it was a 3-day celebration.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they say that you haven't been alive till you've gone to a Polish funeral.
He was Polish.
Yeah, that's what my husband is too. Of course, I think there's nothing like a Polish wedding, to tell you the truth. Well, were there Orientals in town and blacks?
Very, very few.
Well, except when they got even fewer after that hanging.
Yes, we didn't see one for them.
Yeah, they were scared. You know, I was going to ask you, when he was hanging there for 4 hours, did it take him 4 hours to die?
No, nobody would cut him down.
Did he die right away?
Oh, he must have, as soon as they got there.
Yeah. And then who finally cut him down?
The authorities, the sheriff.
Oh. Did the blacks or the Orientals mix with the regular town people?
Yes, they went to the same schools.
There was no racial.
No.
No discrimination. No. Did they have any unusual customs that you noticed? Did they, or wasn't there even enough?
I don't think there were enough to really
make
them have their celebrations or anything.
Did they have any specific jobs?
The Chinese just had laundries here, so I can remember.
Did you ever see any Indians in or passing through town?
Yes.
Where were they?
Every spring or fall, you would see them from the reservation up around Lander, and they'd go south and visit
other
relatives they had south of here.
Did they, when they passed through, did they stop?
Yes, they would stop. Supplies.
They were friendly though.
Friendly.
Yeah. Did they exhibit any unusual customs?
Sometimes they dance, sort of.
Did they just stay just to pick up what they needed and then go out, or did they stay overnight?
Sometimes they'd stay overnight, but they just.
How many are you talking about, like, would come through?
Oh, maybe 15 or 20.
How were they dressed?
Is it?
Oh, they were. What means did they use to travel?
Oh, horse. Somebody.
No, we were talking about the Indians. Okay, now these are the early year questions. What games did you play as a child? Besides cribbage, now that you mentioned.
I was a tomboy. I didn't care for dolls.
Did you ever play kick the can?
Yes, we played kick the can and run, sheep, run.
What's that kick the can and run, sheep, run? How, what is that? You know, what did you do?
Well, you kick, I just can't remember how kick the can was, but run, sheep, run, why, we'd all hide, and then we'd all run in and touch base ahead.
Yeah,
you know.
That's like the kids play hide and seek.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What did you kind of do with yourself, you know, entertain yourself, because you were the youngest?
Well, my two older sisters used to play with dolls and make doll clothes. It was all just rag dolls. We never knew what dolls were until when I was older. Then I liked dolls when I could have a China doll. But I used to have stick horse and run around and play outdoors mostly.
Yeah. And you were telling me before about the man that taught you cribbage?
Yes, we had a hired man, and I was about 7 years old. Taught me to play cribbage. And I played cribbage off and on then for years. And then I went for about 25 years and never played.
Huh. But
I'm enjoying it.
And it all came back to you though.
Yes.
Did children of different ethnic groups or religions or races play together, mix, or even marry?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
you didn't marry really an Oriental or colored at that time, but other religions,
it doesn't seem from what we've talked about up till now, there was a lot of ethnic prejudices here.
No.
I think that maybe just started up later.
When my children went to school, we had several colored children in school, and they all associated just, there was no difference.
Even my own children don't seem to notice any difference. Now, back east, it's a big thing, you know.
Yes.
But out here, it doesn't seem like my kids, you know, will say, do you notice anything different? And they'll say, no. You know, or they'll say, well, yeah, he has black skin, but it doesn't mean anything.
That's the way they're taught.
Yeah. Well, and in some ways, it doesn't mean anything, really,
really,
you know. But back east, it was a whole different ballgame. Okay, where did you go to school, and what was the classroom atmosphere like?
My first year to school was on the old ranch, and we had to walk a mile to the schoolhouse. And the very first teacher I had lost his mind, went crazy in my school.
That was a man?
It was a man.
What happened?
They don't seem to know. They come and got him and, you know, took him away. I don't know what happened. But that was was my first year at school.
Gee, that must have been a frightening experience.
And then I lived with my sister who lived at Lone Tree, and I went to school at Lone Tree over 2 or 3 years, I guess. And it was just.
You mean you lived with your sister and your mom and dad lived on the ranch?
After we moved over in the Uri country, I stayed with my sister because I was of some help to her. She had babies.
Did you go home then to see your mom and dad?
Well, through the summer I went and stayed, but in the winter I went.
So your sister kind of raised you through those years?
For 2 or 3 years,
yeah.
Yes, I lived with an older sister. And,
but that's the way it was done back then, too, wasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, for you had to go to school, but you could also help out. But did you like taking care of the babies?
Yes.
Oh, I bet you did. Because you were the baby, you know, before that. was there much discipline in the schools?
Yes, they were strict.
Really? Thought you got your head.
But it was hard, I think, for teachers in those days because you had everyone from the first grade through the eighth grade. We had no high school in the country.
In one room.
Then after.
Did you go all the way to high school?
I only had 1 year of high school. My last year at school, I got a job at the telephone office, and I worked 12 hours nights and went to school through the day.
When did
but
you sleep?
In those days, you had a cot in the telephone office and a night bell, and you maybe didn't have over 3 or 4 calls all night.
All night long, yeah. So you kind of got a little sleep in. How much did you get paid? Do you remember?
$1 a shift.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
$1 for 12 hours worth?
Yeah, for laying there for 12 hours at the phone. I think my husband would pay me to stay off the phone, you know.
Oh, but that first dollar I ever got from there. Oh.
That was important, huh?
That was important.
Oh. And how old were you?
14.
Oh. Did you have to give that money to your mom?
I helped out at home with it, and I got some clothes.
That was your money?
It was my money, but I always helped out.
How long did you work there?
I worked for the telephone company until after I was married. But I was married at 16.
Oh, so you didn't work that long?
I didn't work that long. That was about 3 years, I guess. I worked.
Yeah.
I
and you always ran that night shift?
No. I was
Did you get more money?
No, I didn't make as much as relief operator, but I didn't work as many hours.
Yeah, at least you slept in a bed.
Yes.
Were boys and girls expected to act in different ways, and how is this enforced in school?
Yes, we were made to behave, you know, and girls didn't act like they do. I think they're very forward. we were taught to be ladies and to act like ladies.
Was your house, where was your house and what did it look like both inside and out? You know, here in Green River.
Well, after we left the hotel, my mother bought a little house. It was a 4-room house. And, she bought us a piano.
Oh. Where was that house here?
Located. You know where the underpass is?
Uh-huh.
You go straight on toward the river?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was about the third house from the river.
Oh. It wasn't too far from the hotel.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
What did it look like on the outside?
As I remember, it was painted a pale yellow.
Oh.
It was a nice looking little 4-room house.
And what
but
were the 4
were
rooms?
So cheap at those times.
In those
you
days.
You could buy them all, you know.
Yeah.
And
what were the 4 rooms?
A living room, 2 bedrooms, and a kitchen.
Oh. So you and your mom and the kids slept in one room?
My mom and I slept together.
Were you ever sick as a child, and what remedies were utilized to cure that illness in others?
The only thing I can remember ever being ill is I had measles after we moved to the country of Fort Bridger. And we had a doctor in Mount Vancouver, and my mother got medication from there. And I had to take a pill twice a day, I remember, and I was on a little cot in our dining room. And after I got better, my mother moved the couch to I'd keep them in my mouth and just
and then you'd spit them out.
So
but you got over the measles, huh?
I got over the measles. The medication didn't do any good.
No, I guess it didn't. Do you ever?
I still don't take medication.
Nothing? Good for you. You just aren't that healthy that you don't need it?
That's right. I take vitamins. I never take medication.
Well, if you were on anything, have to pull off the couch to look behind. Do you ever remember any other kids being sick, really sick, that they gave them any remedies, like home things?
Yes, Mother used to, for colds and things like that, she used goose grease out on the ranch.
Oh, and that worked?
Uh-huh.
And what did she do with it?
Rub us with it.
Oh.
And then if we got real bad with croup, we got a little bit of kerosene with sugar,
To drink?
Teaspoonful.
To drink?
Took it in with it.
And what, that burned it out?
Yeah, I guess it did. That's what we got.
Huh. Gee, I don't think I'm going to try that right off the bat.
And
well,
if
probably.
We got a bad cut, which the doctors would perhaps take a couple of stitches, she would take the skin out of an egg, break an egg, and the skin that's on the inside.
Yeah.
She would put that over, press that wound together, and put that skin over that, and it would hold it together just like they're using tape.
Oh, that was the same thing. Huh. As it dried, it must have.
As it
and
dried,
then the skin
and it held on together. I can remember my mother doing that. She had to do those things. There was no doctor within 100 miles.
Yeah. How were birthdays celebrated, and what types of presents were received?
I don't think I ever had a birthday party until I was about 10 years old.
Oh, the day just came and went?
It just
and
came
you didn't
and
realize?
Went. Maybe there'd be a special meal or something. Say, this is your birthday.
Uh-huh. But it isn't the way it is now. How were children disciplined?
I never can remember being spanked, but when my father and mother told me something, I minded.
Yeah.
We were talked about.
You had respect for them, too.
Yes.
I think that's what's missing a lot of times today. Do you remember the bell ringing at night, well, this says in Rock Springs, that warned all children to be inside?
Of course, never living in Rock Springs, but in Green River here, we had a curfew.
What time was it?
9 o'clock.
Okay.
For certain ages.
Uh-huh. How were holidays such as Easter and Christmas celebrated?
Mostly by church services.
Did you have a Christmas tree?
We always had a Christmas tree.
How did that work out when your dad was in Uri at the flour mill and your mom was here? Did they get together for the holidays?
No.
That wasn't that important. You know how a lot of people...
It was more like they were separated.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. It just was. Did your mom, though, have presents and Christmas carols and everything?
We didn't have Christmas trees until we moved to Green River. That would be after 19.
Was it they just couldn't afford it? Or not afford it? It was just more work? Or?
Just more work, and we have no fir trees anywhere near around us.
It probably was with the winter. Maybe you couldn't even get out sometimes, So,
we had special candy when my folks, they did their shopping when we lived on the ranch twice a year.
They the shop twice a year?
Twice a year, they drove to Evanston in a wagon and got their supplies for 6 months. And when they would go in the fall and get their supplies, they got what was called rock candy.
That sugar candy, wasn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
Strung on a string.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And that was our Christmas.
Was the candy?
Was the candy.
Was there a special meal, like a turkey or a ham or something?
Yes, we always had a special meal. We always had turkeys.
Did your dad have the day off from work, as you remember? Oh, he was on the ranch. There was work all the time.
Yes, he didn't work too hard, my father. The boys did.
Uh-huh.
They were older.
Do you remember that not everyone was a Christian, as they appear to be today?
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
What was dating like in the old days, and where did you go on a date?
We had dances, and I can remember when I, of course, was little, that my folks would go to the dance, take us all in the wagon, and they'd make beds around on benches for us to sleep while they danced.
Oh, and they had a high old time.
And, of course, my first date would be a dance. That's about all. And
is that
picture shows.
Yeah. Where were the dances held here?
We had a hall called the Ricks Theater. That's where the picture show was downstairs, and upstairs was a dance hall.
Where was that here?
It's located where the old First National Bank building was.
Where it's now
railroad.
Okay, where it's now the liquor bank?
No, that's a new building. It's down, but it was right next door to the that bar that's down there.
Is it the brewery? The new one that they fixed? Oh, down over here, the Gander?
The Green Gander.
Oh.
It was right next door to the green, where the Green Gander is.
Oh.
It was called the Rex Theater. First picture show I ever saw was in there.
What was it?
First dance Greener, who was upstairs.
What was the first picture show, do you remember?
Yeah, I don't remember. We used to go to every Saturday afternoon they'd have a cereal, you know.
Uh-huh. What did your family do for fun or on vacation? Did they go camping, hunting, fishing, picnicking?
I never could remember doing anything for fun.
There was no
work.
Time. There really
no time.
Was no time. That's what I've read and that's what I've heard. There was just so much work to do. And plus the expense of it. You know, there was just there was no, but what about like a picnic?
Yes, we had picnics. And that would be our 4th of July celebration, would be picnics and races for the children. And we'd all put our food together and cakes.
Well, that was fun. What about through church? Did they have events through church to do like they do nowadays? You know, like socials?
Yes. I can remember after we moved to Greener here where we had a church. We had ice cream socials.
Uh-huh. And you made the ice cream?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Did you ever go to dances? Yes. Ask them what a dance would look like. And what type of dances? What kind of dances were performed?
Well, mostly waltzes. Of course, I can remember the Charleston, but
yeah, it wasn't.
I didn't.
Was that a band that played the music?
Maybe just two or three pieces. Someone with a violin.
Yeah. Was alcohol consumed at these events?
Oh, I suppose some people did.
Yeah. What famous people? Famous dance bands, services, Wild West shows, or other entertainment came to greet you in your youth that you can remember?
After I was married, I can remember Lawrence Welk coming to Green River at one time. We had a pavilion on the island, not the one we have now.
No.
An old one where the sides let down for the air to come through.
Oh, nice.
And Lawrence Welk played here once in my lifetime.
Oh, did you go?
Yes.
Did the whole town go?
Oh, I think everybody in town was over there.
Oh, that was fun.
They had their...
I saw Lawrence Welk once when I was... He was up in Toronto once. When
I can't
Toronto
even remember what he looked like, but that music was beautiful.
Oh, that must have been a big time. Did they ever have, like now, they'll have circuses come through?
Uh-huh.
They had the circuses
yes.
come through? That was probably a big thing, too.
Yes, Barnum and Bailey and
Ringling Brothers. Did you go to those?
That's where I met my husband, was at a circus.
Oh! Was he there to see the circus?
We went on the train from Greenville to Rock Springs to see the circus, and I got
Oh. When, what's in this? Where and when did you meet your spouse? On the train. You met him on the train. Was he a railroad man, or was he just going there?
We were all just school kids then.
Oh, you were just on your way. What was the wedding ceremony like?
We were married in my husband's sister's home in Rock Springs by Episcopal pastor.
What was the you know, the whole thing about the wedding like? Did you have a cake and white dress?
I had a white dress and veil, the whole bit.
Oh.
And just the relatives were there and a small reception.
Was one of your sisters your maid of honor?
Yes.
And was one of his family?
His brother.
Oh, was the best man. You weren't married in church. Now, we talked about the family planning before, but you said you just took them as they came. How many children do you have, and when were they born?
Well, I had three children, and the first one was born in 1918. My second one in 1920. Third one in 1922, but I have since lost my oldest child just a year and a half ago.
Now that you said was the doctor delivered them. That wasn't a midwife.
No,
the doctor came.
It was a lady
doctor. Yeah, and she came. How difficult was the birth process? Did you know about it? I mean, did somebody, before you had your first baby, did your mom kind of give you some clues?
My mother had told me what to expect.
Yeah. Was it just about what you thought?
Well, no. My first baby, it was unusual because I woke up at 12 o'clock and the doctor was called and she was born at 2 and everybody was back in bed at 4 o'clock.
Oh, how lucky you were for the first baby.
I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, let's do this again.
But the next one was more difficult, than my son was a breech baby.
Oh,
he had quite
a time. Did
so
they turn the baby?
Yes.
Did she?
My doctor and my mother worked with me for hours and turned the baby. So
yeah.
He was born.
I can remember my mom, my own mother, talking about that. I don't know if they do that much anymore.
I don't know what they do now.
Well, they don't like to take a chance, I think, of it getting too far into the birth canal. I think a lot of times my girlfriend just had a baby and it was coming, the elbow was coming. So they had to quickly put her out and they did a cesarean section to take it. Because
that's what they do now, but that wasn't heard of at those
days. So they really had to work to turn the baby around.
Yes.
That must have been hard for you without no anesthetic or nothing, huh?
No.
Oh, boy. Did your family listen to any special radio or television shows?
We didn't have radio until I was raising my family.
But until then, you didn't have anything. Did you live with your parents, or did you establish a separate household?
After marriage?
Uh-huh.
No, we had separate.
You had your own?
I lived with my mother.
After you were first married?
Uh-huh. And we lived in her home. She lived with us.
Did she live with you all the time you were married?
No.
Oh.
That was the first few years of our marriage. Then we built a home. When my son was about 5 years old, we built our own home.
Where is that? Or where was that?
Up near the high school up there.
The high school? Oh, the high school over here on the west end. The Lincoln?
Lincoln School. We were just across the street. You know where Claude Twitchell lived?
Uh-huh.
That's for sale now.
Uh-huh.
That was where I raised my family. That built that home.
Oh. And did you live there all your married life then in that house?
Until I lost my husband, which was in 42.
Did you or your family belong to any social clubs like the Elks?
No.
Did you have any ethnic clubs, and what was their purpose?
No.
What was your social life like?
The only thing I can remember is that we, after the children were born, we didn't go so much. We just didn't.
Yeah.
We had a club they called the Mary Social.
Was it M-E-R-R-Y? Mary?
Uh-huh.
Mary.
Mary, so.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that meant once a month. And there was punch and wafers and dancing, and it was quite...
Just kind of visiting, huh?
No, we danced a lot. We had dance programs. And,
well, that was nice.
It was really nice. You always have nice new dress for that.
Yeah. Did you bring in a meal?
No, we just punch and wafers. It was a dance club, is what it was.
Was it Mary, as in married, as M-A-R-R-Y, or Mary, M-E-R-R-Y?
M-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, Mary, for
Mary
fun.
Social,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think it's about an hour now. I think we
I would
stop.
Like to tell you about
okay.
our first car we got.
Okay.
It was in 1918. After the war, we had saved war bonds. And my husband wanted a new car, and Rock Springs and bought a Chevrolet. And at that time, you have any idea what we paid for a new car? $500.
I bet that was a lot of money, though, wasn't
it? Was
it
was a lot of money.
Oh, I bet it was.
It took most of our war bonds, but we thoroughly enjoyed it. And I said, oh, I don't think I'll ever drive. The very day we got it, he said, you're going to drive. I'm teaching you right now. So I've driven since 19.
Did you, there was no such a thing as a driver's test.
Oh, no.
No, he just showed you how to drive
and you
drove.
He just showed
how
to drive and
yeah.
I drove.
Yeah.
I can't remember when I took my first.
Did you have to have a license, though?
A car license, yes.
The plate, but
yes.
I mean yourself to drive?
No.
Anybody could drive.
Anybody could drive.
It was just like a horse. I mean, who
yes.
needed a license for? Then after you got it, did you start going into the countryside and seeing everything?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I bet you loved that.
And hunting. My husband loved to hunt. Antelope. You didn't have to have a license for antelope. Then
yeah.
You could go out and kill one. You'd get out there and get it.
Yeah. Did your friends have cars?
Not too many at that time.
I bet you were pretty good. I bet you felt good to have
yes,
one.
Yes, we did. We thought we were pretty rich.
Yeah, I bet. Where was the gasoline stations?
We only had one in town. And it was right for our first gasoline station that I can remember was right for our senior citizens.
Oh, is now.
Yes, ma'am.
Was your mom alive when you got the car?
Oh, yes.
Did she like it? Did she like it?
She loved it.
Oh,
yes.
I bet. Did you go for rides on Sunday afternoons?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was fun. Did your kids like it?
Oh, my.
I bet.
Yes, we thought we were pretty rich when we got our first.
Was your husband in the war?
No. We were married and had children, and he was very much needed on the railroad.
So he didn't.
And so he didn't.
Well, those war bonds. What was that like? What did you know? I don't quite
it's
know.
It's like our Liberty bonds. They were called Liberty bonds in those days. It's like they had in the Second World War. So
you just bought a bond through your pay.
Yes.
And how much were they? Did they come in different?
They come in $100 bonds, $50 bonds, or $100.
You had to work though just as hard for that car to save for those bonds. I bet.
Yes.
But that was
that you were almost forced to. What I mean, you felt that you should buy bonds to help
yeah.
the government. They needed.
How did they spread that information about the bonds? Was that
through the banks?
Oh, the bank. It wasn't. Oh, because there was no radio yet.
No.
It was just what other people told you. Was there a newspaper here?
Yes.
A Green River paper. And was like, would it be in there? How much was a paper?
I think about 5 cents a copy.
Was it a weekly? Just
it's
like
not it is. Green River Star.
Same Green River Star?
Yes.
Was it Adrian Reynolds?
No, before Adrian Reynolds, it was
no, that's okay. Did they deliver it? Or did you go down and pick it up?
Go down and pick it up, and then they take it to the store. Or to the
Was it kind of the same way it is now? If somebody went to Salt Lake or to Rock Springs, they'd have that kind of information.
Uh-huh.
We get such a charge out of that, you
yes.
know, to see. Because that's something we have never stopped missing. Moving out here from the east is a paper. Now, I don't mean that. I like the Green River Star, but I can be through it in 5 minutes. You know what I mean? But like a nice Sunday paper. That took up all day Sunday when we were.
Our paper isn't as good now as it was 20 years ago.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think it was better when we came 8 years ago than it is
yes.
now. Well, this is going to conclude the interview. Oh.
The Anna P. Davis and her husband run the
Green
River
Star.
For years, and then they sold to the Green River.
Yeah. He has just passed away here just recently.
Yes.
He passed away.
He was a very good editor.
He really was, yeah. I wonder if that didn't happen, you know, as it started to kind of slip a little bit here. I don't even get the paper anymore.
I don't get it, and my neighbor across the hall here gets it.
Oh, you're good. This is going to conclude our interview today.